Hi, this is Chris Beatty from Vocal Coach, and this is Daily Workout for High Voice. As you prepare to warm up and work out your voice, let's go through a brief checklist to make sure you gain as much as possible from your workout. First, check your posture. It's the physical foundation of your singing. The goal is to feel that you are stretched into a balanced and upright position. That means a longer back of the neck and shorter front of the neck, like you were looking straight ahead into the eyes of someone your own height. A good way to find this posture is to reach for the sky. With your hands straight up over your head, your body will find that place of balance. Remember, keep the head back over the shoulders with a long back of the neck and a shorter front of the neck. This keeps your throat much more relaxed. As you lower your arms and relax your shoulders, you will notice several things. The head is aligned over the shoulders, hips, knees, and ankles. The chest is up and out of the way, giving room for the lungs to expand. The ribs are gently expanding out to the sides, also giving room in the thorax or chest cavity for lung expansion. As for the shoulders, they're absolutely relaxed, not slouched and not pulled back, just relaxed. Next, let's remind the breathing muscles what their part is. From your upright posture, and without allowing the chest or ribs to move, take in a quick, gasping breath like this. If you're doing it correctly, which babies and toddlers do naturally, you will feel a dramatic expansion in the frontal abdominal wall, the sides, and across the back of the waist. Let me say that another way. When you breathe in, the goal is to feel expansion in the abdomen, sides, and back, all at the waist level. The breastbone and ribcage stay gently expanding. Now you're breathing with muscles rather than heaving bone structure up and down. Check your posture once more, then let's take in another quick gasping breath and blow it out on the s sound. I'll do it first, then you join me. Together. Again. Remembering to keep the chest and ribs uninvolved in this process, let's do that four more times. Another way to help the throat area stay relaxed is to have good diction. After all, songs are about words, not just music. Let the tip of the tongue rest behind the bottom teeth for the vowels, and make sure the consonants are heard. These rules apply to every style, from Bach to rock. They'll help you sing a clearer message and keep the throat more relaxed. Next, remember that singers are vocal athletes, and before you start any serious singing, you need to warm up your voice. The exercises you're about to sing will help you do that. This next principle is very important. Keep songs in a range that you can sing without pushing and straining. If you want to expand your range, do that with systematic exercises designed for that, but don't just push and strain. It will be at the expense of your voice and the listener's ear. And here's a tip that's just common sense. If you or your vocal mechanism are having a bad singing day, stop. You may need to recheck your posture and breathing by looking in a mirror. Or you may just need to wait until you're less distracted and able to really focus. Remember, practice makes permanent, not necessarily perfect. Whatever you're doing is what you're becoming, good or bad.